This past weekend in Bethel, hundreds of people flooded the high school for the Chamai Dance Festival. The annual festival brings in dance groups from around the region, state, and the country. Concession stands served plenty of nachos, candy, and soda. But for those who wanted a little more homemade flavor, there was the free Chamai dinner. From member station KYUK, Mark Earhart reports.
Pots and pans clank as volunteers dish up homemade entrees and sides at the Chamai potluck. Elders have been waiting patiently to fill their plates. Carl from Napakiak sits down to his own plate.
Well, I have a fish, a goat duck, I think it's spaghetti, and soup.
Elders were the first to line up in the makeshift cafeteria set up in the Lower Kuskokwim School District's district office building. They are followed by the dancers performing at Chamai and then the general public. Chamai co-coordinator Carol Ann Willard says the potluck relies on donated food and time to get all the people fed. She expects 700 to 800 people to come through the line in just 3 hours.
We've gotten, I can't even put a number on it. We've got a lot of fish and dry fish and baked salmon and just all sorts of stuff. And we're still expecting more food.
Back in the kitchen, volunteers from the Tundra Women's Coalition and the Tundra Center dash about and reheat donated moose heart soup and mix up macaroni with meat sauce. But up front, people are all smiles.
My name is Carrie K. Annabelle. I have macaroni and a fish and a bread and the juice and a little bit of soup, you know. I'm too full now, you know.
Anvil and the others sitting on folding chairs clean their plates. Many go back for seconds or another piece of fry bread. It wouldn't be possible, though, without the volunteers serving and preparing the food.
I enjoy what I do here. I like when the people come through, it makes it all worth it. So when the serving starts, it's all worth it.
In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.